This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning. Here's this week's news from NERC. Well, our usual roving reporter, Liz, VK5KOD, alias Sir Lunchalot, is again absent this weekend at the WIA AGM. We can be assured he will return next week with tall tales and true from the legendary present. The club website suffered a hiccup recently, with access to the broadcast files being temporarily unavailable. Our webmaster advises that all is well now, so to hear both the national and local news files at your leisure, just go to the NERC website and download. Next Friday is the May Tech Night. You can be assured of an interesting topic brought to you by our experienced members. Don't forget the AGM for July, less than 2 months away. Well, that's all the news for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the Northeast Radio Club.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Colt, VK5HCF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. If you are thinking of coming to our 2018 annual convention dinner on the Sunday night, 10th of June, please book now so that we can arrange catering numbers. Payments of $25 per head may be made online by emailing me, vk5sr@wia.org.au. I'll say that again, vk5sierraromeo@wia.org.au for the banking details, or, of course, you can pay when you get here. The same applies for fox hunting entries, except that bookings for them need to be sent to Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango, at vk5ket@wia.org.au. The meeting held in Millicent last Friday night was very productive, with discussion on the budget for 2018-19, the future of the club's mobile shack, and a number of other important topics. We look forward to a number of solutions emerging from this meeting, which should set us up well for the next year. We are very fortunate that many of our members contribute to these decisions, and we have a high degree of drive and enthusiasm to keep us on track. Unfortunately, the next planned car rally has had to be postponed because the roads that were going to be used in the forest are presently underwater due to all the rain that we've received of late. Bugger. Still, that lightens the load a bit and we can continue with club projects instead. Don't forget that we meet on the first and third Friday of each month, except for December and January, and we'd love to see you. If you are visiting our part of the state, put out a call on our very comprehensive repeater network and someone will welcome you to the district and give you instructions on where to find us. We always have supper and a cuppa whilst we brag about our accomplishments after each meeting, so come along and join in. That pretty much sums up this week, so for now I will leave you with our best wishes and say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 25th of May, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 9th of June. Ahaz Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. I've cancelled the technical session for the 26th of May. If the weather is fine, there will probably be a work bee at the Crayfus Tower. Barry, VK5BW, and Roy, VK5NRG, open the Shack on Saturday mornings. They're involved in this project, so there'll be no one to open the Shack. The technical sessions for the 23rd of June will be a look at radio test gear that is handy around your shack, and July the 28th, the topic will be power supplies for ham radio. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. If you're not getting the AHARS group email, it means we do not have your email address. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, who has been sorting out the AHARS database that's got in quite a mess over the years. Please email Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au with your email address if you're not getting the AHARS group emails. Rest assured your email address will be kept confidential, as all group emails are sent out as blind carbon copies that do not display the recipient's email addresses. The topic for June the 21st General Meeting has not been finalised yet, but I have two options for that date. Stay tuned to the broadcasts and have a look at the website a few days before. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on exam questions. And August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. The next member show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have time to start a new project or finish a UFO. Jim, VK5TR, is slowly recovering from a bad bout of shingles that has laid him low for 2 months, and he'll probably not be back to his dynamic and busy self for another month or two. Jim advises all those who are over 70 years of age to see your doctor about the free shingles vaccinations. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. I'll be at the WIA AGM and convention in Queensland this weekend, and then getting warm for a week after. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.